Welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled today's reading, Virtual Presence. As the novel coronavirus marched across the globe, health experts advised increased physical distance between people as a means to slow the spread. Many countries asked their citizens to self-quarantine or shelter in place. Organizations sent employees home to work remotely if they could, while others suffered a financially debilitating loss of employment. Like others, I participated in church and small group meetings through digital platforms. As a world, we practiced new forms of togetherness despite being physically disconnected. It isn't just the internet that lets us maintain a sense of connection. We connect to one another as members of the body of Christ through the Spirit. Paul expressed this notion centuries ago in his letter to the Colossians. Though he hadn't personally founded their church, he cared deeply for them and their faith. And even though Paul couldn't be with them in person, he reminded them that he was present with them in spirit. We can't always be with those we love for financial, health, or other practical reasons, and technology can help fill that gap. Yet any form of virtual connection pales in comparison to the togetherness we can experience as fellow members of the body of Christ. In such moments, we can, like Paul, rejoice in one another's firmness of faith and through prayer, encourage each other to fully know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being with us, even when no other person can be physically present. Thank you for the connection you give us to others through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.